Time for Morning Conversation. And Jill Kramer is here, the Executive Director of the Hancock County Economic Development. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mark. It's a beautiful little crisp day out there. I hope everybody covered up their mums and flowers last night, because I think it was a little frosty this morning.
It'll be chillier tomorrow.
Well, I'd gotten some beautiful mums over the weekend and had taken my grandchildren to a place called Flat Rack Farms. And that's just right outside of Garner by Miller. And so those are my guests today, because I thought it was just such a neat thing. So I thought, well, I'm going to bring them in. So today I've got with me, we have got Lisa and Josh Crawford. So welcome. They're going to talk about a little adventure they've got going on right now.
Guys, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the idea, how did it start in the first place?
Well, that's a long, long story. But to sum it up, Lisa wanted pumpkins and there's too many for the garden, so she planted a spot at the farm. And
I think you told me I couldn't plant them at her house, was what you were telling me.
I think so.
Because they would go everywhere. So I planted them at my grandparents' acreage at the time. And he sent me, like, I had a packet of seeds, and he goes, just go up. He was working with his dad. And it was 2 hours later, and they both came up because I thought something had happened to me because I'd been gone for so long. And no, I had just planted, a quarter acre of pumpkins.
I remember just shaking my head and thinking, Lisa, if these all grow, what are you going to do? She said they won't all grow. Well, they all grew.
That's a lot of pumpkins.
A lot of pumpkins. So we have pictures that just popped up. So that was 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
That I did that. And so we picked what we wanted, and then we loaded some up and took them to a sale. And then some of them we loaded up on a trailer and actually parked it in Garner at my parents' house and sold it. It was just a free will donation situation. And
at that point, it was get rid of them.
Yeah. We wanted to get rid of them, but then we found a sale that we could sell them at.
Right.
So then Mr. Big Dreams over here.
Yep.
All right, like, I think we should do this wholesale pumpkin. We should wholesale pumpkins. It'd be a great idea. So the next year we planted 7 acres with one of our friends.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
And we picked all 6 acres, and we had the last acre left at our house. So we had done 2 semi-loads.
At least.
Full of pumpkins. Loaded them, boxed them, cleaned them, all of that. Sent them over. I looked at him and I go, I am not loading another pumpkin into a box. I'm not picking up another pumpkin. So I told him, I'm like, I'm going to post on Facebook and tell people we are open tonight. Come out. This is what it is. And we had so many people, and it was so fun. It was fun to see the public, fun to see the kids. And I told him, I'm like, this is what we need to do. So the next year we did U-Pick, and we started it, and we were open for about 2 weekends. And it's just grown since then. We've added activities. We've added the mums. We've added the gift shop. So we have added things each year. It's not a huge addition each year, but each year we try to add something. Did I forget anything? Now we're open about 6 to 7 weekends, just depending on how the calendar falls. We're usually we'll be closed the weekend before Halloween will be our last weekend, just because we do have a 2 and a 5-year-old that we do like to do Halloween activities with. That kind of gives them a break from all of the craziness.
Right.
So,
I have so many questions.
Bring on, Mark.
What's the biggest one? I'm going off script, but what's the biggest one you think you've seen?
Biggest pumpkin?
Yeah.
I think the biggest one we've grown, it was a variety that's to grow large. It had to be some of those Dill's Atlantic Giants that we got, and then we planted them on a hair and a whim. And they're tough. Nobody, as far as marketing them, you know, they're big, they're heavy. I almost got to slide a bed sheet under them to move them. But they were, I want to say that thing was close to 300 pounds.
Probably.
Whoa. Yeah, it consumed a pallet. Because I remember we rolled it up on a pallet and picked it up with a skid loader and we had it out front. But
the big
pumpkin thing's intriguing. We were down at State Fair this year and Josh has got a dream of growing a big pumpkin, so.
There was one somewhere that was over 2,200 pounds. Yeah. I think it's the Guinness record now.
There was a record just set in, I believe, in Anamosa this past weekend. I believe it was 2,424 pounds. Don't quote me on that, but it was big.
I would like to see Hancock County get a record like that, Josh. So keep dreaming, buddy. Keep dreaming.
Guinness Book, come on by. Mm-hmm. So this obviously is a family event.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's helping out, including Grandma, great-grandma.
That was probably my favorite part about this weekend is when I went is, so I saw you guys. I saw your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I saw they were helping out your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Were out there. And then great-grandma was serving popcorn. It was just awesome. And I knew all of them. But tell us about that.
So when we first started, obviously, we planted on my grandparents, so Myrna and Larry Penneke's farm. That's where we first grew the pumpkins, and my grandpa was alive at that time. So they kind of helped out, pick and everything like that. And then when we had it at our house that year that we did the wholesale, I don't know what we were thinking, but we had all of them. So we had all my grandparents and my parents, I think your parents.
Yeah.
And we cut each pumpkin, and then we picked them, and we lined them up in straight lines. And I look at those pictures today, and I'm like, what were we thinking? We had this line where everybody was like, you know, one would cut, one would grab, one would set back in this line. It was assembly line. It was just crazy. So they've continued to be out there. My Grandpa Jim loves to wash pumpkins, and if somebody's looking for a specific pumpkin, he takes out the cutters to the field, even though I'm like, they're already cut. But just in case, he takes out his cutters and he goes and finds the person exactly what they're looking for. And then my grandma, Myrna, she is the popcorn queen.
Mm-hmm.
She serves the popcorn. So, and they just kind of help out this and that. My parents and his parents help out doing little things. My dad's been driving the barrel train this year, so... And my mom's kind of on kid duty and ticket duty, so... And then his mom is Snack Shack, and his dad is just kind of our gopher. I just boss him around.
Gotta love your in-laws.
Yes.
We're with Josh and Lisa Crawford talking about Flat Rack Farms. Now, so what, the next 3 weekends yet you're going to be open?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
3 weekends here, weather permitting.
Right.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Saturday and Sundays.
Now, where exactly are you located? Because everybody's going, where are you located?
We are just north of Garner on 280th Street. So
just off the blacktop.
Just off the blacktop. What are we? Four tenths of a mile is what I always say. No, two tenths of a mile. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we have signs out. If you see a large plywood pumpkin on the side of the road, just follow.
Hopefully
it hasn't been ran over. That's like our morning due diligence is go check our signs.
Yeah.
But just follow the arrows. You can reach out, find us on Facebook. We have a website. Call, text, you know, message us on Facebook. We'll get you there.
I see you have swag, too. You're wearing swag.
Yeah, we do.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
They didn't bring us any, Mark.
No.
We'll have to stop by, maybe.
I got my share of popcorn. I like the cookies that you got. They had this box of plain cookies with frosting, so you could buy them to take home and have your kids decorate or grandkids decorate. It was just kind of cool.
Yeah, and that's new this year. My mom and I actually had a miscommunication, and I think that actually worked out for the best.
The best. So.
Happy accidents.
Yes.
So what hours are you open?
We're open Saturdays from 10 to 5 and Sundays from 1 to 4.
All right, 3 more weekends, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this has been fun, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. Thank you, guys. This is fun. And I am going to maybe hold you this giant Guinness World Record pumpkin for Hancock County.
Guinness, but
we're working on it. Our son Coy is 5, and when we took him down the state fair, we kind of talked about it, and
that's where it kind of tipped off, and he said, Dad, we should be doing this. And
light bulb went off. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, so if you guys aren't doing any, listener up, if you aren't doing anything this weekend, come check it out. There's no cost to get in.
Nope.
And at the very minimal cost, it was just a great fun activity for the grandkids, for me and our kids, and it was just a great time. So I really appreciate you doing that in Hancock County, because we're always looking for stuff to do besides the fun chili cook-off and football games that we've got going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. So that sounds good. But thank you, Mark.
Well, my pleasure. All right, that's Jill Kramer and Josh and Lisa Crawford from Flat Rack Farms, our guests on KW Morning Conversation.